T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Honey and Mueller presented by Chafin Luana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Our next guest is a 2-time Super Bowl champ with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He is a ton of fun to talk to, even in times like this. Sure to put a smile on your face, make you laugh a little bit. He goes by Ike Swaggin' U on Twitter. I'm talking about the great Steelers corner, Ike Taylor, here on 93.7 The Fan. Ike, where are you at, man? How you holding up throughout all this? You doing okay?
I'm in Orlando, quarantining, sitting outside smoking a cigar.
Nice.
There are, listen, no one wants to be quarantined, but you're making it sound kind of appealing right now. You got a stogie and everything else. Ike, this question seriously. Obviously, you being from New Orleans, and we know that that's been a particularly hard-hit area. Have you, any updates? Anybody you know in New Orleans and how they're doing?
Yeah, my auntie and my uncle, they caught it like 3 weeks ago. They wind up getting rid of it. If you just think about it, a lot of people, I think there was like one close to a million people down there for Mardi Gras. So you got a million people about a 6-block radius just chilling, having fun at Mardi Gras. And at the time in February, nobody really didn't know how serious this virus and how pandemic this virus was. So you got everybody partying and kicking it. And now the people who really catch now, the people who actually stay and work in the city of New Orleans. So, yeah, they had it like 3 weeks ago, but they got rid of it, thank God. So I'm happy to hear that. I see Pittsburgh, still a strong city. They coming up where they trying to come up with a vaccine. The doctors at Pittsburgh Medical School trying to come up with a vaccine. So that's always good to hear. I just feel like the doctors and the nurses in the city of Pittsburgh, they really never give the credit, especially when it comes down to surgery, especially when it comes down to one-a-days for men, especially when it comes down to fish oil pills, especially when it comes down to vaccines. So shout out to everybody who work in the medical field, not only just in Pittsburgh, just worldwide, yeah, handling their business and taking care of everybody.
Amen to that. Everybody filling their time during the quarantine differently. Like, the thing I've decided to do during all this is to continue to lobby for Jameis Winston to the Steelers. Now, you've been on with us before, and a couple of times you've said, man, it sounds like you probably got high before the show. Did you eat an edible, or did you smoke a blunt or something? So am I on the right track here with Jameis Winston backing up Ben Roethlisberger, or is this another one of my stoned ideas, Ike?
No, that's not a stoned idea. That's not a bad idea, but Jalen Hurts sitting in the cut. If Jalen Hurts is sitting from, he transferred from, Alabama to Oklahoma. If Jalen Hurts is sitting in the cut in that second round, I think Pittsburgh gonna go ahead and put a band aid on that thing and get him.
Wow.
So that's just the way I'm thinking right now, just talking about it right now. I'm watching a lot of tape, looking at a lot of needs, but I'm actually looking at I'm not looking at needs what other people say. I'm just actually looking at needs what I think team needs, just for future reference or right now reference. So just of what I've seen, what Pittsburgh has been going through, they kind of going back to Ben's first 3 years with a good defense, a running game, a fullback, and a tight end. Not asking Ben to do too much, just asking Ben to lead. Get your relationships with these young receivers so y'all can get on the same page at crucial times. Have a tight end who can get up the field like a Heath Miller, a young tight end who can get up the field. So now you got Ebron. The defense has been playing outstanding. So you can only imagine what Pittsburgh would have looked like with Ben with that defense he had last year. So now just look at his first 3 years, when he had that fire defense, when Ben didn't have the best quarterback rating in the Super Bowl, but he just needed to make plays when he needed to make them. So now you got a seasoned, well-rounded, veteran quarterback in Big Ben who you're not going to ask him to do too much. It might be one or two games, maybe three. Maybe three games you're going to need Big Ben to be Big Ben. But for the most part, you're going to want to keep him healthy. How you keep him healthy? You get him a running game. You get him a tight end who can make the short throws going down the seam. You get him on page with your young receivers and don't have him on the – and have him on the field as long as you can, but handing the ball off and let the defense give him as many opportunities as possible. And then you got a young guy, you draft a young guy like Jalen Hurts who can sit a year and a half because Ben's had a year, and the only reason why he got in really because Tommy – kind of hurt himself, but it was a blessing in disguise for us and Big Ben. We didn't know what we had at the time. Now the world see how good Big Ben is. So let Jalen Hurts, because now you start to see quarterbacks who do sit, just as Aaron Rodgers who sat, as Big Ben who sat, even as Eli who sat, a lot of Russell Wilson he sat. So I'm just naming. Tom Brady he sat. So I'm just naming guys like. I think this generation in the media, we get caught up in, man, these guys need to play right away. The guys I just named, the guys who just sat a year, and all them guys won Super Bowls. So ain't nothing wrong with saying. Matter of fact, I forgot to put Patrick Mahomes. I forgot to throw him in there.
Yeah.
I forgot to throw Patrick Mahomes in there. So ain't nothing wrong with sitting, because you got to understand, I'm not asking this guy to come in and be in part-time, meaning this guy is a future quarterback. I'm asking this guy to be the face and the CEO of this team and this city, possibly the NFL. So he's going to need to sit and just see how things are thawed out, see how you work, and see how you need to be a CEO coming from that quarterback position.
When you watch Hurts on tape, Ike, what do you like that you see specifically?
Young Russell Wilson. Hurts ain't nothing but a young Russell Wilson, man. I mean, Russ don't get his props because he's way up top on that left coast. But, man, all Russ do is stay healthy and put his team in a position to try to get to the Super Bowl every year. We don't talk about Russ till playoff time. And if you think about it, every time we talk a playoff, we're talking about Russ. Now, we talk about everybody else and how magical everybody else is during the season and these stats that they're putting up. But if you just look at Russ and his durability because – that's the best thing close to availability. If you just look at Russ, man, it's just Russ just been consistent. That's how I look at Jalen Hurts, fellas. That's exactly how I look at him. I look at him. He's short. He's stature. He's got the same build. You don't talk about him as much. You kind of take for granted what he brings to the table. You can see he's a team guy. He can make all the throws. He got experience. Even when he sat down, my best thing for me is looking at people when they go through adversity. So when Tua went down and Jalen Hurts had to come back in, man, he ain't miss a beat. But he didn't whine. He didn't complain at the time when he got – I'm sure he was mad. But at the same time, he just took it for what it was and still was that professional. So when I see that, I'm like, okay, he's a real live team guy. So I can just only imagine him sitting on the bench and still got them young receivers and DeAndre and Juju. And now you got Ebron. Now you got a veteran-slash-mixed offensive line with some young guys, some old guys. And now you get you a few young running back pieces, man, what we talking about? And you already got a savvy defense, what we talking about? So, there you go.
Ike Taylor joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. Always love to talk to him. We saw your old teammate Antonio Brown working out with his cousin and Lamar Jackson. What do you think, Ike? Would that be a good idea for the rival Ravens? We hate the Ravens here. If Antonio Brown were to go there, hypothetically speaking, would that blow up the Ravens or would that make them a better team, Ike?
Yeah, make them a better team, but it's the attitude of AB. Like, AB just got to get the trust in everybody. We will never talk about what AB doesn't bring to the table on the field. Everybody, their mama, their cousin, their auntie, their uncle, know what AB brings on the field. Like, ain't too many people like him. Ain't too many. I mean, he still got high stats, and he's still out of here. Now, you got first rounders who, at the receiver position, can't even catch him. So you see what AB brings is just, AB, man, you got to be trusted, bro. Like, you got to listen. Like, that money don't mean nothing. And, you know, just us talking about and just from AB words on, you know, the NFL needs him now. The NFL been doing this before you. It's going to continue to do it years after you, bro. That's just how it is. Now, from what I see AB trying to get his mind right when it comes down to his family and certain situations. So that's a good thing. That's one thing you can't take away from AB. That's one thing I know about AB. AB's been a good dad. So you can say what he wants to with his antics. He loves his kids, and he's going to go all out for his kids. And as a dad, that's really all you can ask for. That's one thing I do know. It's just the other stuff on the side what AB be doing. So if AB can put that to the side and get his trust, not only from Roger Goodell, because he's still got to be reinstated, from Roger Goodell and trust from other teams, AB go anywhere. He makes him contender. So you can just see how Tom Brady just gelled it with AB in a course of 6 days. Threw the ball to the man 9 times. Only practiced with him on Wednesday and Thursday, Friday, nothing but a walkthrough. Gave the man 9 targets in 1 game with a touchdown. This ain't no fluke, man. So we can talk about AB and this off the field and how he acts off the field. But on the field, if you want to put one word in the same sentence to describe AB, AB be acting a fool off air on the field. On the field, he act a fool. He be cutting up. He be handling his business. Off the field, he got to stop acting a fool. Period.
Like, how good is Tom Brady going to be in Tampa? You like that move?
Yeah, I like that move. And see, people looking at Tom Brady's age, like, it's rare air. You know, them kind of people don't come, they don't come often. Tom Brady don't come often, man. And he still got that old chip on his shoulder. Like, I keep telling people, man, that six round chip still heavy on his shoulder. Because he had to earn everything. He had to earn it. He had to earn it. AB, 6th round, had to earn it. Jerry Rice, late round draft pick, had to earn it. No people had to earn it, man. It wasn't no silver spoon. It wasn't no, oh, you the golden child. It wasn't no, oh, we're going to give you 3 years because you're the first round draft pick. We're going to try our best to keep you in the forefront to make us look good. It wasn't that. It's, hey, bro, you got one shot. You got one shot. So now you just look at the pieces of what they're doing with him. So he's got a tight end to Howard who went to Alabama, a young guy that if he can stay healthy. He got a deep guy, Mike Evans. Really, Mike is just a jump ball guy, meaning, man, just throw it in his area code, he's going to catch it. And you got a young receiver. Now you got tight ends. Now they're trying to – everybody want to sign. Everybody wants to sign with Tampa. Everybody want to play with a GOAT because he's a team – he's a wee guy. Everybody who played with Tom Brady, even James Harrison said, man, he's just a good wee guy. He's one of the boys. And you expect, for the most part, for your QB to kind of be in the bubble – because it's a lot on their shoulders, bro, so I get it. Some QBs just don't want to hang. But Tom Brady wants to hang. You heard what the man said when he told B.A., Bruce Arians, hey, man, make sure I get my teammates' number so I get familiar with the teammates. Not, man, let's keep going over this offensive playbook and see what we can do. Make sure I get my teammates' number. So when you see that in a GOAT, everybody and their mama trying to get down there. The Tampa Bay, man. So that says a lot about Tom Brady and his personality.
Like, you brought up James Harrison. Did you see him online? He must be super bored. He's breaking eggs with his bicep. He's exploding egg yolk all over himself. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that, man. He put super duper. Put the duper out. He's super duper bored.
Now, that couldn't have been the first time he pulled that off with the video. He must have been cracking eggs on himself for years, which is kind of weird, isn't it?
It's very entertaining. You know, Debo is an entertainer, man. You know that. That's what he do. Honestly, once all this is over with, all this virus and this pandemic is over with, I can't wait to see him as a superhero in some kind of movie. Because I know he's about to be. I know he's about to be.
All right, Ike, great to catch up with you. Hopefully you're not growing a long beard like Big Ben. You're keeping everything high and tight during all this, and we can't wait to catch up with you again soon. All right, buddy?
Man, I appreciate the invite, fellas, always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.